by grace alone, November 21, kept from falling. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, Jude 24. In these last days, when iniquity shall abound and the love of many shall wax cold, God will have a people to glorify his name and stand as reprovers of unrighteousness. They are to be a peculiar people who will be true to the law of God when the world shall seek to make void its precepts, and when the converting power of God works through his servants, the hosts of darkness will array themselves in bitter and determined opposition. There will be a constant conflict from the time of our determination to serve the God of heaven until we are delivered out of this present evil world. There is no release from this war. Our work is an aggressive one, and as faithful soldiers of Jesus, we must bear the blood-stained banner into the very strongholds of the enemy. If we will consent to lay down our arms, to lower the blood-stained banner, to become the captives and servants of Satan, we may be released from the conflict and suffering, but this peace will be gained only at the loss of Christ and heaven. We cannot accept peace on such conditions. Let it be war, war to the end of earth's history, rather than peace through apostasy and sin. The work of apostasy begins in some secret rebellion of the heart against the requirements of God's law. Unholy desires, unlawful ambitions are cherished and indulged, and unbelief and darkness separate the soul from God. If we do not overcome these evils, they will overcome us. The indulgence of spiritual pride, of unholy desires, of evil thoughts, of anything that separates us from an intimate and sacred association with Jesus, imperils our souls. We must fight the good fight of faith if we would lay hold on eternal life, 1 Timothy 6:12. We are to be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, 1 Peter 1:5. If the thought of apostasy is grievous to you, then abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, Romans 12:9, and believe in him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.